Miriam Coro with the top stories on ABC News. The leaders of both major parties have spent the day campaigning in Melbourne with only 1 week left before the federal election. The Prime Minister is promising $75 million in funding to help get women back into the workforce. He's also announced $70 million for a new sports package. Meanwhile, opposition leader Bill Shorten has pledged a further $60 million to restore funding to the ABC and SBS. Trade talks between the US and China have stalled again just as the Trump administration raised tariffs on $200 billion US dollars worth of Chinese goods. China's lead negotiator, the Vice Premier, Yu He, says China will retaliate, but hasn't yet confirmed how. Share value of ride-sharing app Uber has dropped by 8% on its first day of trading on Wall Street. It floated on the stock exchange for the first time at a price of $64. And let's say Uber was conservative in its valuation to try to stop the price collapsing. And Perth Glory is through to the A-League Grand Final after an incredible penalty shootout and 3-3 draw with Adelaide United. Those are the latest stories from ABC News.